Today, the line in winter as property listings rise. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is posts covering finance and property news. Well, things are getting quite interesting on the property price front as property listings rise. According to the AFR, total listings have jumped by as much as 41% in some Sydney and Melbourne suburbs since the start of winter, in an early sign that stock may be starting to pile up as buyers have more options to choose, according to data from CoreLogic. While the market still largely favours sellers, they say, the growing pool of stock hitting the market has reduced urgency among buyers, hampering price growth, said Tim Lawless, CoreLogic Research Director. Even if stock is being absorbed, it's not as fast as when stock levels were low because buyers now have more properties to choose from, so they can take their time to negotiate a little bit harder to get a property, he said. Vendors are also being more willing to be flexible on their prices in order to offload their property. In Marrickville, in Sydney's inner west, total listings jumped by 40.9% in the 4 weeks ended June the 4th, compared with the 4 weeks to August the 20th, and climbed by 21.1% in Pennant Hills during the same period. Total listings also rose sharply in St Mary's, Bankstown, Botany and Warunga, increasing between 17.4% and 20.8%, while Whitehorse and Knox in Melbourne lifted by more than 13.5% over winter. The hefty increase in listings has already weighed on house price growth in those areas during the same period. In Marrickville, house prices slowed from 3.2% monthly growth in May to 2% in July, and similarly Bankstown eased from 1.9% to 1%, while Botany slowed from 2.7% to 1.6%. In Pennant Hills, house price growth deaccelerated from 2.3% in May to just 0.5% in July, after new listings surged by 75%. Across Sydney, total listings increased by 5.6% during the winter and rose by 2.3% in Melbourne. During the same period, fresh stock surged by 24% and 29.4% respectively. It's not surprising that house prices in markets like Sydney have deaccelerated from their very rapid rate of growth because of the flow of new listings haven't been absorbed, Mr. Lawless said. Sydney's growth halved from May through to July, and we're not seeing much growth in Melbourne at around 0.5% over the month to date. But the slow absorption rate could also be due to the large increase in unit listings during winter, Lawless said. Unit listings across the combined capitals are now 31% above the previous five-year average, compared with houses where new listings are 13% higher. While total listings for Sydney houses are rising, they are 15% lower than a year ago and 11% below the previous five-year average. But by contrast, unit listings are now 0.5% above the previous five-year average. We're seeing a lot more units and townhouses hitting the market, I think because more investors are offloading their property. So even if listings are rising, they are not all what many home buyers, particularly those who are upgrading, were looking for, said James Price, a selling agent with Sydney-based real estate agency Hudson McHugh. Around a third of our listings are units at the moment, and they're taking so much longer to sell because they're generally targeted by first home buyers. These buyers tend to be more scared and they're slower to make a decision, so the turnover is not as fast as detached homes. And Thomas McGlynn, chief executive real estate agency Breesick Whitney, said demand was slowing for units and apartments as listings rose. I do believe that competition at the lower end is not as strong as what it was at the beginning of the year, but there's still a healthy appetite from first home buyers or downsizers to buy those apartments, he said. By contrast, total listings have fallen in Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide during winter, despite a rise in new stock. Total listings in Brisbane fell 2.7%, Adelaide was down by 6.1%, and Perth slumped by 15% since the start of winter. House prices in Brisbane and Adelaide accelerated in July, rising by 1.4% in both cities and leading the pace of gains across the capitals. house prices in the lower end of the market could fall even further, perhaps by up to 5% over the next 3 to 6 months, as some homeowners struggle to meet the sharp increase in mortgage repayments, warns prominent real estate agent John McGrath. I'm of the view that the top end of the market, which does not rely upon major borrowings, with most of the buyers paying cash, will remain very strong, said McGrath, who leads the ASX-listed real estate agency McGrath. But I think lower down in the market, about the median price and below, we'll probably see over the next 3 to 6 months a bit of pain, which could cause prices to come back 3 to 5%. And McGrath's warning comes as the company reported a 47% drop in statutory net profit to $6.2 million for the 23 financial year, and a 77% decline in underlying profit to $2.6 million, dragged down by historically low listings and rising interest rates. Transaction volume slumped 20% compared to a year ago and has fallen 5% below the 10-year market average as house prices fell 5% during the same period. While fresh stock has started to rise and interest rates perhaps have stabilised, the housing market is not out of the woods yet, said McGrath. I think there is still some risks because a large number of people with fixed mortgages are resetting their interest rates from 2% to 7%. It's already happening, so I don't think we're over the mortgage pain necessarily, he said. I think going forward, we're probably going to see the market challenge for the next 3 to 6 months, with prices coming down a bit in some segments. And McGrath said there were already signs that some households were buckling under the strain of higher mortgage repayments. Sadly, we've seen some distressed selling in the last couple of months, he said. It's more anecdotal, and the number is still relatively small, but I speak to many of our franchisees on a weekly basis, and they're telling me that they're seeing three or more distressed sales starting to pop up on their books. I think most of the lenders will be working with their clients to avoid any form of mortgagee selling, so we don't expect that to be a large trend going forward. We certainly hope not. And on the positive side, the strong migration and stabilising interest rates would continue to support demand, McGrath said. If you're looking ahead about 12 months, I think we will see the new cycle start around the end of this financial year, and we should be in pretty good shape thereafter, he said. And meanwhile, residential developer A.V. Jennings reported a 72% rise in profits before tax to $31 million for the year to June, but the outlook this year appears weaker as lot sales have fallen by more than half. The strong pickup in profits was driven by a 20% rise in settlements to 732 lots and a 32% rise in gross margins. However, following a surge in interest rates and challenges in the building sector, the number of contract signings more than halved to 348 lots, worth about $155 million in fiscal year 2023. This compares with 853 lots worth $305 million signed in the 2022 financial year. Inquiry rates remain in line with our longer-term averages, indicating pent-up demand that we expect to come through as consumer confidence improves, the company noted. Chief Executive and former Wallaby great Phil Kern said, throughout financial year 23, we maintained a prudent approach to capital deployment, recognising forward market uncertainty. This includes not declaring a final dividend for financial year 23 and suspending the share buyback. The higher interest rate environment continues to significantly weigh on customer demand. We seek the understanding and support of shareholders in this decision. Now, of course, after the last RBA hike, the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to hold the cash rate steady at 4.1% is not likely to bolster housing sentiment, which has already been shaken by the central bank's decision to increase rates twice since a pause in April. I still think the housing market will be on the knife edge, particularly after the shock of the May and June rate rises, said Louis Christopher, SQM Research Managing Director, in early July. I don't expect to see a significant increase in confidence unless we see a longer period of a pause. So I think overall, the cautious sentiment we've seen in the housing market in recent weeks is probably going to stay. I don't see how the market is going to suddenly jump over this news. I still believe that the second half of the year will still record a slowdown in the housing market. And indeed, of course, the latest confidence measure from ANZ Roy Morgan is still in the gutter. And AMP chief economist Shane Oliver said any bump in housing market activity is likely to be short-lived. The pause may set off the debate of whether interest rates have peaked, which might provide a degree of support and invigorate demand, but I think any lift will be only temporary, Dr. Oliver said. The odds are that rates will go up again in September, so any relief for the housing market on the back of a pause would be fleeting and modest. And the point is this: when you take account of what's happening with increased listings, particularly in some areas of the country, and the fact that the mortgage cliff is still working its way through, there is very little potential for upside in property, particularly at the middle and below price levels. But the top end, as McGrath said, of course, it's a different story, because there people are still buying with cash, and if they see a property they like, they will go after it. And by the way, that distortion of the market, where more high-value property gets sold, does have an impact on the overall averages as reported in the various indices. So that's something to bear in mind. But to me, the bottom line is this: we're going to see higher listings over the next few months, and this is going to put downward pressure on prices, particularly in some of those areas where there are multiple people now in stressed condition, even if they've not been foreclosed or are likely to be foreclosed. What we're seeing at the moment, actually, is a number of property owners grasping the nettle and trying to sell and get out before things get worse. And that means, I think, higher listings, still low volumes, and potentially property price falls. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.